carbon monoxide.
Welcome to Monty's Garage.
Welcome to Monty's Garage. My name's Dave. Thanks for tuning in. I really do appreciate it. I hope everyone enjoyed last week's show, which was part one of my faves from 2023. And as promised, this week is part two. So without saying any more, I'm just going to go ahead and start playing some songs. First up is a band called Morons. And they put out a single that they actually called the pop song, or what did they? Yeah, no, Go Pop. And it's just two songs, and I'm going to play side A. That's called Cadillac Eyes.
The sun is rolling, the road is wide.
That's a band from Christchurch, New Zealand, and they're called Nervous Jerk. The album is called Ugly Losers Club. Pretty dang good, that record. And that song was called You Are, I mean, with a U and an R. There's a video to it, too. But before that, we heard Morons. And the song was Cadillac Eyes from their single called Pop, Go Pop. And they put out a record. Let me try to find out when it came out, or even if it's on the same label. I'm here on a... But this cover for the single is like real poppy looking, as the single looks like. But their album last year was like, it had an upside down cross, man. It was like, so I don't know if they're going a completely different direction, but it's just good. And I like good. Next up is, you know, it's not their best, but this song's pretty dang good. This is Rancid from their Tomorrow Never Comes. This song, this is New American.
As long as
All right, this could be a hard one. Good stuff. That band is from Umeå, Sweden. And you know, this is Marty's Garage, and you know how I don't pronunciate very well, even my own English. But this is all in Swedish, and the band is called Sekundrma, Sekundrma, however you say that. And the album is Titan and Drum, and I suck. God, I suck. But that was the title song from that EP. They put it, it came out in September. They put an album out last year, which I haven't really heard that much, but I'm going to get to it. And they got a bunch of about three EPs and a couple singles, which are probably on the album. I'm not sure. But, man, it really good stuff. I recommend it. Go to Bandcamp and check them out. And before that was Rancid from Tomorrow Never Comes. I played New American. And, man, they toured a lot this year. And I think they're still touring. They're coming back to Cincinnati, but I think they're going to miss them this year. They're playing with Green Day, and I'm not really interested in seeing Green Day. So I think that's was the I think I'm not positive. I don't know. Next up, band's called Angry Adults. Nothing's gonna change my mind. Nope.
Pick up your foot.
more pop songs on Marty's Garage. the band's called Big Mess. Album's Cleaning Up with Big Mess. And nice cover. It's got a bunch of vacuum cleaners on the front. That was Hanging Around from their November release of 2023. They've been around for a while. Well, they got a what did they do last year? They got almost called Chartbusters last year. It was a 3-song EP. So yeah, I've been listening to them guys. Pretty good stuff. Before that was Angry Adults, some good old Buzzcocky punk rock with Nothing's Gonna Change My Mind. Came out in June. It's a 6-song EP, and they are from Helsinki, Finland. And next up on Marty's 2023 favorite songs, I don't want to say best of, I'd say favorite songs, is the Idiot Kids with White Flags. Hello, idiots. Well, I screwed up again. I mean, just like last week, I had those songs, but the next songs I had picked out came out in 2014. God dang it. But anyway, that was Baby Jesus, and the name of their really good record. It's called Rock and Roll Music. Dude, it's got an ugly cover. It's got this guy with like five eyes, ugly teeth. They are, it's on the label called La Pache Surprise Records, and from Hamburg, Germany. And I believe the band is from Sweden, but I'm not positive on that. Before that was a band from Detroit called The Idiot Kids. And their album's called Chapels. They are from Detroit. Yeah, I said that. Didn't I just say that? Yeah. The song's called White Flags, and it's a. The notes on Bandcamp said that it's a. John McCall, recorded the whole album by himself, but he's got three guys in the band, so I'm not sure. Next up is my song that I slid in. They're called Wrecked. Song's called Crash and Burn, and it's from an album, Working Man's Punk. It's good stuff here on Mighty's Garage.
We'll be right back. pocket.
I had this one all wrong too, but anyway, the band's called Knuckles on Stun, and they are, the album came out like December 28th, so this is kind of new for me, but man, I like it. And the song, where is it? The song is called Two Strokes Smoke, and the name of the album is called Chrome Felon Presents the P200. And they are from Las Vegas, Nevada. There for a while, I thought, because there's a band called Chrome Felon, and Chrome Felon, and I guess that's the name of their album, not the name of the band. So good stuff, though, out of Vegas. And let me see. We started off with a band called Wrecked, and their album, their EP is called Working Man's Punk, and they are from New York, and it's a six-song EP, good stuff. I know I played it a few times during the year. It came out in July. But they do a cover of Clash's White Riot. That's really good. And the song called Living Like a Kennedy, and it's good. But that song is called Crash and Burn. What do you want me to do? Start reading all the songs. Crash and Burn, good stuff from New York, I guess New York City. So next up is a couple of bands from Cincinnati, and this first band, Motorbike, is on a lot of people's, not a lot, like I said last week, most of my stuff, I just pick bad music out because nobody else picks. It's the same way every year. I'm fucking goofy. The song's called, the band's called Motorbike. They're from here in town, Cincinnati. Off I Sped is the name of the song, and the name of the album is Motorbike. When I first played it earlier in the year, I was like, I didn't know if I like it. I didn't know if they brought up the vocals out enough, and it just grew on me, man, and it's good stuff. Here's Motorbike. Cincinnati. Band's called Stallone and Roses, and the album is When the Mountains Turn Blue. Man, it's a good record. There's 12 songs on it, and I know at least, all of them are good. But that is a song called Sophisticated, and a little glammy, psychedelic. I don't even know what that means. I just know I was supposed to go see him earlier. The album came out fair. I was going to go see him, and I forgot about him coming, and I just didn't get to go. But here's another band I haven't seen from Cincinnati called Motorbike. A lot of people like them, and I mean, it was on a lot of people's list. Best song, Off I Sped. It's only 25 minutes long. It's only got 9 songs on it, but it's good stuff. I mean, it just grows on you. Song on here, kind of funny, a song on here called Spring Grove, which is the street right down from where I live. Motorbike. Motorbiking. Next up is, this is an old, I believe, it's all cover CD, EP, and the band's called Smoking Daggers, and this is Baby Likes to Boogaloo.
Blue.
That's a band called The Revox with their the song's called "You Treat Me So Bad," and is the title of the record. The album's got like 13 cuts on it, and I don't know, man, good stuff. They're from Switzerland, and they've been around for a while. I mean, well, not. I think I've seen something about from 2012, maybe earlier. But before that, we heard Smoking Daggers from New Zealand, Auckland, New Zealand. The album's called Hot Cuts, and that song was Baby Likes the Boogaloo. I'm not sure if it's all covers because I'm not familiar with some of these songs, but they do Voodoo Woman, Time Bomb High School. Yeah, they do Domino and Done Somebody Wrong. Yeah. Came out in November, and yeah, good stuff. What else want me to say? I don't know. Let me see. A few more songs, I think. I don't know. We'll see how long this goes. This is a band that album came out earlier in the year, and I really liked it and almost forgot about it. They're called The Unknowns. Song is Thinking About You from East Coast Low. We'll be right back. Yeah. Dead Seagulls. Seagals. Dead Seagals. That's S-E-A-G-A-L-S. They are from California, I believe, L.A. But the song was called I-D-W-B-U, which is I Don't Want to Be With You. Six-song EP. Did I say album? It's an EP. And catchy tunes all the way through. We heard before that The Unknowns from Australia, Brisbane, Australia. East Coast Low is the album. And what did I play? That whole album's good, really. Thinking About You from East Coast Low. Came out in March. And like I said, I almost forgot about it. But that's about it for this week's best of. I mean, there's not going to be next week. So, you know, sorry. But I should return back to normal next week. And Michael's pretty close to having his website done while you start hearing new stuff from me on Trash Can Radio soon. But I like this hour format, though, Mike. You know? Anyway, got one more song to play. Thanks for listening. My name's Dave. Email me at marty63@gmail.com. And if you guys... If you got like this record that you loved from last year, let me know, because I'm always looking for something that I missed. And I mean, even today I was scanning and looking for stuff, and I just I don't like other people's lists, I guess. A few people, I shouldn't say that. Here is a band from California, and this is straight ass garage punkish raw. Underproduce good stuff. Band's called The Circulators. The song is called Can't Get My Way. Thanks and take care, guys. Bye. We'll be right back.